We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We've got another phone call here as we continue our conversation with Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health Services in Manhattan. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Thank you for having your good offices to serve the public. But, you know, the other half, they said that half of the people are going to have a mental health problem in their life. But the other half of the population that is supportive and living with those challenges in life, in the family, in society, we would want to support your good offices. When we look around and you listen to what the psychiatrists are saying on TED Talks, for instance, in modern society, now, if you'll give me this stretch, we have the baby finder that can tell you, the little hand-operated instrument that can do a scan on you and tell you what the sex of your baby's going to be or find blood clots in your legs. We have the scans now that they're using on us to find our cancer tumors in our body. They're saying now that they scan the football players' brains to see how they're functioning or not functioning. The psychiatrists now are saying they're scanning their patients to see how the drugs are working in their brain or what drugs is going to need to get that brain to function, rather than send them to prison or do the psychiatric hospital lifetime care or have the family a lifetime exposure and care for that person. Here in flyover country with talk therapy, I'd appreciate if we could support your good offices to have the brain scans functioning also in your operations. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Thank you so much for that call. I think that part of what you're identifying is that there is just so much we don't know about the brain, so much that we don't understand about how it works, about what causes one person to have a serious mental illness and another person not to. And there has been a lot of research done. There's been a lot of studying of the brain that's been done over the decades. And I think that we do know we have increasing information about that, but I see it as in some ways still being frontier area. There still is so much more for us to learn. And I think that we should encourage that research and studying would continue to be done to try to help understand, what is it that triggers certain kinds of mental illnesses, and can we be more focused or more targeted in identifying therapies or medications that could address certain conditions? And by the same token, some mental illnesses are a result of experiences. They aren't directly related to something that happens in the brain, but they may be related to trauma or neglect or abuse, the kinds of experiences that we have in life. And that when we address those conditions of life that need to be changed, then that can have a positive impact on our mental health. So I think we have to be open to all the possibilities when it comes to taking a look at what's at the root of any one person's mental health concerns or mental health problems. There's not just one road that leads to understanding what the problem is or what the treatment or response is to that condition that a person might be having.
We got just about a minute left here, but that's a good point. Yeah, environment plays such a big factor in this, and maybe that's why so much focus is shifted onto these underrepresented communities here and the poorer communities as well.
Yes. I guess I would just want to say that for people that are interested in learning more about some of these issues, there is a lot of information available online. Mental Health America has a whole library of information available to take a look at issues related to BIPOC Mental Health Month. The National Alliance for Mental Illness has a library of information that's available. Pawnee Mental Health will be providing information on a daily basis during the month of July that addresses issues related to BIPOC mental health. And so I would encourage people to, if you aren't already following us on Facebook, please do that. We'll also have information on our website. And as always, you know, we are here to be your community mental health center.
All right. And closed July 5th, correct?
Our offices, except for the crisis stabilization unit, will be closed on July 5th for Independence Day. But as always, the CSU is open and crisis services are available 24/7 by walking in at 1558 Hayes Drive or by calling 1-800-609-2002.
All right, Robin, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.